ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program.
I'm making say y'all sound like the Dolphins offense. Look.
I'm the scouting man.
Here's the Scott man. Hello, Scott.
A no nipple rubbing Monday.
Oh man, such numb nipples right now. No sensation.
Brutal. Sandpaper nipples. Brutal. No hurricanes. Mm-mm. No dolphins.
Nope.
Not even the Panthers.
Scott, you're starting to sound like Wild Bill. It places the lotion in the basket.
Well, it's perfect for Halloween. It's perfect time for it. Speaking of nightmares and things to keep us scared at night, there's only one conversation to be had about the Dolphins, and Chris Greer's got to go. Like, I understand, and I'm not being a jerk about stuff because I know you guys got to talk about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But any talk about trading assets, any talk about coaches, replacements, none of that stuff works. None of it, unless you take the head off the snake. Greer's got to go. He's got to be I don't know if he's going to fire. He's probably not going to fire him. Tobin, I'm like you. I'm like, it's funny, Leroy, that you were talking about Halloween, because it's like Michael Myers, Jason, Freddie, and Chris Greer. And the only difference between them is Chris Greer has never been killed off.
Yep.
He's arguably
nightmare
the worst
on Dan Marino Ave.
It's a nightmare. It's an absolute nightmare. And until that one is put to bed, none of it matters. Because if he has his paws on draft picks or trades or a new coach or even a GM, even if he's like, you know, kind of like moved to some other kind of shadow role, he's like Kaiser Soze. He's in the background. He's got to be gone. We got to exorcise the demon and get him out of here, because it's been 20 years since Marino retired. This city deserves better. It deserves better from the owner, because Ross only looks at, I think he only looks at the Dolphins as an asset. He's not from here. He's got no skin in the game. Like, we love our Dolphins. As bad and as angry and as terrible as they've been, this team has to be fixed. This city deserves more. This fan base deserves more.
And don't forget, he bought a grass farm, dude. He does have that. The best grass.
Not really. The field looked pretty crappy the other day.
Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. Home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia. Or at DoralKia.com. Khalil Ware mispracticed today.
Go ahead. Tell him why.
Neck spasms.
If your neck was that high off the ground, you'd have spasms too. He has a long neck. Do we have to like climb up on those things and feed him like the giraffes?
He's very tall.
Yeah.
Very tall. Kaspers Jakachonis continues to mispractice with a groin injury. Tyler Hero mispractice. He did say on his YouTube page, which, yes, I did watch the Tyler Hero vlog where he traveled to the NLCS, He said in that vlog, which I think was like filmed over the last week, he said that in a week he'll be on the court. That's according to Tyler Hero.
All right.
Do with that what you will. Now, when he gets on that court, how's it going to feel? I don't know. Don't know. He gave a jersey to our boy Christian Yelich. Mm-hmm.
Two Milwaukee people, both always injured.
Not wrong. Not wrong. God, that Vladimir Guerrero yesterday, he had to feel like a king of Toronto. Unbelievable.
Game 7.
Game 7 tonight, dude.
As the... Well, no.
You watching football or you watching Game 7 tonight? Good game, too. You got Bucks and Lions.
I'm watching that Bucks and Lions game. 7 o'clock?
You got the 10 o'clock game, too.
No, I'm not watching that.
Dan, too much.
Seattle and Houston, I don't think that's going to get me yet to stay up, Dan.
When I get out of Funky Buddha, I can just roll home and continue the party, man.
I don't think I'm watching that one tonight, dude. I think I'm staying
away. I haven't made it through, to be honest with you, I haven't made it through a first one.
A primetimer?
Yeah. I mean, some of them have been crappy. I think this one would be cool, though.
Somebody texts me this. Is it true that Chris Greer was out scouting quarterbacks this weekend? Yeah. I mean, he's doing his job. He's not fired.
Yeah.
You think, like, he's about to get on the plane and he gets, Mr. Ross says he would not like you to go to Oklahoma. And he's just like, I guess we're turning around. No, he's going to do his job. Come see me for a second.
Before you get on that plane. Yeah. No need.
I do think it's cute though. I like that he's still going to games to make it seem like he knows what he's seeing. You think when Chris Greer shows up at college campuses, he goes to the coach, he goes, "Hey, can I see that injury report? What do you got here?" He goes, that's our linebacker. He's got some discs he's got to get replaced." Really? You don't say. Would you say if he had those discs working, he'd be all conference? Well, I mean, yeah, but he's like, he's always hurt, Chris. Like, you don't want to. Whoa. Let's not say never. Let's not say never. How often does this flare up, this whole vertebrae problem that this linebacker has?
All the time at your back.
All the time, dude. It's a problem. Okay. Well, noted. Put that down for a fourth rounder. I'm going to sneak away with myself with old broke back linebacker. Edwin, what's up, dude?
Guys, how's it going?
Good.
Just want to preface it by saying I was a very long, hard-suffering Cleveland Browns fan, and I have now switched over to the Dolphins.
Wow.
Yesterday, I took my family to the Browns game. First time I'd been in the stadium since I made the switch. I saw Leroy Hoare jersey there, Bernie Kosar jersey. Michael Dean Perry was even the guy that started the game to get the fans pumped. And that, by far, yesterday was the worst performance I've seen out of any NFL team, including the old Browns that I used to watch.
Wow.
It was so bad that the Browns fans were patting us on the back saying, "Hey, we know how you feel."
Oh, no.
That's
a terrible
just
feeling.
Just saying, I'm so scarred that I just want to see a good football game.
Yeah.
And so I got two chances to see a bad football
game. I hate that. I hate fan pity. I had that one time when I was at the NLCS with the Cubs and the Marlins lost the first two. Well, they got down 3-1 in that series. And the Cubs fans, there were a ton of Cubs fans in that series. And they were like, "It's okay. You know, hey, it's okay." And then finally Josh Beckett throws a gem and they go back to Chicago up 3-2. And they go, "Happy you guys got one." Like, don't talk to me like that.
Yeah, we parked about a mile from the stadium, and I followed the same guy the whole way back, Dolphins jersey, paper bag on his head, saying, "Fins suck." For that mile, he did not take that bag off and took a beating from all the fans.
But here's the deal. I always wonder about this as not a, you know, fanatic, but I'm a fan.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you have to give him any more crap than the crap that was given to him at the game?
You ever hear the term "misery loves company"?
I'm just saying. Like,
you're just lashing out because you want to feel better because they're so inept as a product. You just feel like you're stuck there watching. Like, why am I wasting my time with this? Like, you could be doing anything else, but if I'm going to watch it, I'm going to watch it with emotion and be mad.
All right.
You know?
Talking
about a guy with a jersey, I was taking Sophia to CVS yesterday after the game, and this guy's wearing a Dan Marino jersey. And so I don't know why I decided to make small talk with the guy, but I just go, oh, tough one today. He goes, what are you talking about? I said, Dolphins, tough watching. And he goes, root for them. Somebody gave me this. Oh. I was like, come on, man. You know, you're going to sit here walking around with a Marino jersey? You don't even give a rat's ass?
Wow. You make assumptions just because somebody has a Dolphins jersey.
What would I assume?
Hey, but why would you
Can
wear
I just
it,
say
though?
This?
For real.
Dan Day. I'm
especially on Sunday.
I'm keeping it real here. If you're a grown-ass man wearing a jersey of a team, that better be your team.
Right.
That better be exactly Stolen McRib. Minus one for that guy walking around in a jersey, and he ain't going to no football game, no bar, no watch party, no nut.
No, what probably happens.
And also minus one to him for shaming Tobin about that. Too.
Yeah.
I should have just minded my business.
He was probably watching the game and was so embarrassed that he couldn't get the jersey off soon enough, and you caught him as he was probably trying to make a quick move to kick it off. He was probably watching the game, was really embarrassed to be a fan.
I really, one of my favorite traditions, now it happened to be CBS, but one of my favorite traditions is after a Dolphins 1 o'clock loss is going to Publix. That's, I'm like, I'm going to go do the shopping because I just need to get my head. And you could see the sad Dolphin fans like roaming, like zombies roaming the Publix. And you just kind of give each other this look of acknowledgement, like, yeah, we just wasted our time watching that. We wasted our time.
Guys should have hugged in the parking lot.
Tobin for assuming that guy was a fan. No, I'm chastising that guy that if you're wearing a jersey on Sunday, you better damn well either be a fan or you don't wear it or you're going to get questioned.
The real point is this is Tua and Mike McDaniel and Chris Greer's fault and Savaitnaya.
Dude.
Man, he's bad.
I never seen so.
When does the development
they
thing
were
happen?
Lining up single file.
When does the development thing happen?
Here's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to do it on the fly.
Because I feel like Kenny G, I feel like I'm seeing things.
Yeah, because you can always have moments of athleticism as a defensive end, even though majority of the time you're not using technique. You can still out-athlete somebody every now and then. Savaitnaya, it's all about getting the reps.
Sheesh.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal Ark machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
You're caught, dude. You're late.
I'm looking at my screen.
See?
Minus one for tardiness.
Yeah, I know. It's following you. That's what it's supposed to do.
No, then why do you always say fix your camera?
Sometimes it gets messed up. That's okay. Fair.
So it doesn't always follow.
Okay, now you're
getting, you're lashing out on camera.
Now you're getting a lashing out.
Minus one for lashing out.
Anyway, hold on. Don't do the weather update yet. First, I have to say that it is brought to us by our friends over at Chill Zone AC, featuring reliably rooted AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com. Go ahead.
All right, so I'm looking out to the east, which is that way. Looks like it's clouding up a little bit. Those clouds look like you might have a passing shower later on in the evening. A little bit warmer. As you notice, the lows are going to be in the mid to upper 70s, so that means it's going to be heating back up.
Apple bottom jeans, dude.
And I'm looking for a direction which is blowing probably 5 to 10 miles an hour. I don't see no planes. They on lunch break or something. But I'm guessing it's coming out of the east, because that's normally this time of year. It's coming out of the east. Other than that, it looks like you might get a shower this evening. Although, it's still that time of year, even though you get these cool blasts for some, maybe a thunderstorm or a passing shower. I heard there's some activity over the water, so look out for that. Melissa. Melissa is her name.
Mm.
Anybody know Melissa? She's out in the Atlantic.
Sounds like she runs HR.
So other than that, probably get some showers later on in the evening.
All right, there you go. That is your weather update here with you. And
I got to give a separate. Do I have to give separate weather for Kendall? Because they're so far.
How would you give it if you're not here?
I wouldn't ask you because
it's sunny. That's all you need to know. Trees are not moving.
Do you think Mike?
And if they are, it's 1 mile per hour.
When do you think this Mike McDaniel press conference goes down? Was it going down like 2 o'clock today?
They probably get done about 2:30. Because they're probably going to field. You got to go on the field and run around a little bit.
Oh yeah, that'll help. Get that done.
Uh-oh. DJ Mustard.
That's bad uniforms, right?
Yeah.
Not a good look.
Remember, one year they did all blue. The same, you know, the color rush, they did blue.
That's just a classic thing when they go into the marketing meeting and they're like, well, we've done everything else. Should we do something new? And it's like,
There is no substitution for the powder blue unis.
They're really good.
They're really good. They tried to put dark blue. They tried to make them dark blue. Nothing is better than that.
Yeah. Well.
I watched the Browns game. Show you how pissed off I was about the actual game being played. I didn't realize that the Browns had on brown helmets.
Yeah, you texted that. I was going to let the show go without you revealing that because I don't know what you, like, what did you
Well, you just make assumptions. You don't, like, you didn't, like. First of all, dude,
you got them Carson Beck eyes, dude. You don't know
their colors are brown and orange.
Hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things go by you don't notice because it's brown and orange.
Do you think the Browns? They got to be happy though, right? Like, what is what was Jay Crawford happy?
But what?
With the win.
I wasn't into the friendly mode yesterday.
Really?
I'm telling you, the Dolphins got me so like does not like me. I'm not like a frustrated sports guy, right?
But you're done with them.
With who?
Dolphins. Not like I'm done not rooting. Done I'm just saying you're done. Like this is hopeless.
Yes, I would like. It's hard for me to say that because I always think that. But
they're eight chan or nothing. It's not the problem. Like it is what it is.
It's not even that. They shouldn't be. They have other talent.
Not anybody they can get the football to.
Especially now that Waller's probably out.
Hmm?
Seems like Waller could be out for a little bit, if not the rest of the year.
Oh, look, that's great. That's great. Fits right in with everybody else.
Tanner Connor, it's your time, dude. Finally.
First of all, I would never get my ass kicked by Tanner Connor. Okay?
That's how you would kick his ass.
He could be the baddest man on planet Earth.
Yep.
Your name Tanner. You know.
You want to know what kicked his ass yesterday?
Call him TC.
the ball.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Assault and battery charges were filed shortly after the game on that football.
Like, dude, what are we doing here? You're just intangibles. You're supposed to have those hands. Sitting here bobbling the ball all over the place? Kidding me? By the way, the weather wasn't that bad yesterday.
It was windy.
Windy, but it wasn't like torrential.
That wind ain't no joke.
Mike McDaniel had too many hoodies on. You don't need two layers.
It was
layers.
A little chilly.
You don't need two layers.
What?
One hoodie.
One was a rain jacket.
Yeah, and he didn't even have that hoodie up, which is stupid. If you're going to have the raincoat up, have the rain hoodie up. He had the sweatshirt hoodie up, which soaks through.
Hit lashing out.
Sorry.
Just hit it.
Minus one for lashing out.
That was a good analysis.
For deflecting.
It's so bad that you were picking on the coach. Who sent the text about two hoodies?
Yeah, that's what I said. I was like, why does he have two hoodies on?
One was
the wrong.
One was a sweatshirt hoodie and the other one was a rain hoodie.
He had the wrong one up.
It's too hot for those layers.
No, it's not. Not up there, Jennifer.
Mm. He's sick of Tua. Tua's sick of him. Those guys, you want to talk about somebody who needs a therapy couch, those two. They need some couples therapy.
Say, fins up, say Dan Campbell would have been on the sideline with a t-shirt.
Oh, for sure.
Tough.
Or, you know, something. Or even if he wasn't, if he wanted to be bundled up, it would look tough. You know, it wouldn't look like, you know, he was getting ready to go to Ultra in the rainy season.
I remember when we first, my first game in the cold when I got to NFL, it was a lot colder than college. And I had the sleeves on.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the veterans came by with scissors and cut them off. Hey, he said, you play football in Cleveland. You don't wear sleeves. Better put some lotion on. I say, I don't hardly play. Don't care. Be cold out there. They have a jacket for you.
What?
Yeah.
Talk about lashing out.
I never wore sleeves ever.
This is where that Vaseline nonsense came into play?
It's not nonsense.
I don't know about that.
Dude, what?
I'm still not sure. I got to be honest with you.
You clog your pores. You put some Vaseline on your arms, it keeps the heat in.
Don't say clogging pores.
What do you mean?
I just don't like it.
That's what it does.
I don't like what it does. Just don't say it. It sounds gross.
Really? No, it's reality. That's you do what you got
to
do.
Mike McDaniel and Tua need a couples retreat, dude.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do. They need to spice this puppy up. Something. Play some games.
Maybe
blindfold.
A trip to Madrid, maybe that'll be it.
Romantic getaway for those two. Tua is sitting there. He's sitting there and he's looking at Mike McDaniel. They're out to lunch. They're trying to figure things out. And Mike McDaniel goes, and Tua's like, oh my God, this guy. Oh my God. Enough. Enough. Just pick. You're going to go with the sandwich. You know what you're going to pick, Mike. He goes, huh. I may go with the sandwich, Tua. Or maybe I'll turn the menu over and look and see what their other options are. He goes, oh, you think you're cute? You think you're cute with the turnover jokes? Who are you, nerd boy, before I saved you from Kyle Shanahan's bosom? Oh, who are you? Who are you, Tua? You were a run-of-the-mill bust who had his feelings hurt from Brian Flores. Boo!
It's a petty conversation.
Why do you already have both sides? It's almost like you practiced this for today.
That's crazy.
Right?
This is what you just feel like this is what's going through their head when they're mad at each other.
You think?
it's crazy to me. Tua, can you decide on what you want for lunch, or do you want to just check it down over to Devon Achane over there? Can he decide what you want for lunch? Can he bail you out? What does he want, Devon? He wants the tomato soup and the grilled cheese, Mike. Typical. That's what he always wants. Boring and bland. Never goes for it down the field or at the restaurant. Yeah, well, maybe if you could scheme something up and whip up a new recipe instead of the same old plays, Mike, then maybe I would have, you know, I don't know, a little bit more incentive to take a risk.
So you're saying there's no variety?
No variety, dude!
Good. See, I'll be the psych. Let me go. Taking notes.
Don't even get me started with this Tanner Connery kid's putting on the field. He's been here for 4 years. You still got him on the roster? He's got no hands. That was a Chris Greer picking. Oh, the typical. Always blaming Chris Greer. Deflecting. Dolphin.
He can now get retirement.
Dolphin Dan says, you can't talk to people like that, Mike. He's just in a bad mood today. Don't tell her how I feel. Don't tell her how I feel. You haven't been the same ever since you got picked off in the first week against Indianapolis. And you were told that you turn over the ball in bunches. I'm done with this bit.
I mean, oh my goodness.
Was it bad enough yesterday that we got beaten every aspect of the game and we also got our ass kicked?
Yep.
Like, physically, we got beat up.
Yep.
Yes.
That's
which is, if you want to think about South Florida football this past weekend, that's what it was. Beat up.
Yep.
Offensive defensive line got beat up in the Miami game and in the Dolphins game. Now, I had a feeling it could happen in the Dolphins game. I did not expect it in the Canes game, not even a little bit, that anybody could come in here and push you around.
Now, Magus says, the therapist is going to tell Tua and Mike that sometimes people are in your life for a reason and sometimes just for the 2024 season.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Get to a little 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored, brought to you by the Lexus TX. Room for all your passions and three rows of luxurious comfort. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. We'll play a little All Right. Oh, no, to close things out here. My All Right goes to Miami football fans. You guys dealt with it this weekend, you know? Congratulations. You know, I don't know why you guys keep coming back, because we took a beating this weekend. But you do, and you forge on, and I just feel like you deserve a little recognition for that. So you guys get my all right. My oh no! That's got to go to the Gators. I mean, even with the Canes losing this week, you guys fired your coach after a win? Like, that's crazy, dude.
That's how people do things now.
I was like, because I thought with the Mike McDaniel thing, I was like, oh, Stephen Ross is waiting. He's like waiting for a real stinker. And he got the green light. Mike McDaniel's still here. Crazy. Dates, Timbo Slice says, oh no goes to the potty mouth callers today.
Yeah.
Oh
That's what I was going to.
What do you got for all right, no, Leroy?
So, I'm going to do my oh, no first. Because in typical Cleveland Browns, Miami Dolphins fashion, the Browns won, and I feel worse. Because the Dolphins were that bad, right? And I always, like, even if the game is close or whatever, I could always say, you know what, at least I can't lose, right? I lost. Everybody lost watching that game.
Yep.
You know?
We're all worse for it.
Right. It was just wasn't, like, I like watching good football. I hate watching the crappy game just because I have an interest in it, but that's what happened. My all right is, I was going to say, like, I was really impressed by the young runners for the Browns.
Yep.
But everybody's run the ball against
them. Yeah.
All right.
That dude, what was that guy who ran on us last week? He had like
Dowden?
No, Dowdle had good back-to-back games.
Kamani Vidal.
Vidal, yeah. He did nothing. Vidal. He did nothing yesterday.
Nothing yesterday. My all right. Believe it or not, is going to go to Shohei Ohtani.
He's a legend.
Every time we turn on the TV when we watch sports, we hope to witness something that we have never seen. That's what makes any matchup, any contest, any sport that you watch exciting. But to witness what happened, to witness something that has never happened in anybody's lifetime is truly special. 3 home runs and 10 strikeouts.
Insane.
It's just ridiculous. And he, by the way, he was the big whiffer before that.
Oh, he was slumping.
Out of slump.
Yeah, I saw Yankee fans were getting all cute. They're like, oh, you're not as much energy for Shohei as there was for Aaron Judge. It's like, well, how about that, dude? How about that?
He is the best, like, all-around baseball player I've ever seen. Not necessarily.
He's one of the best professional athletes,
right?
Ever.
You can agree.
Like it's ridiculous. Agree. Who is going to do this?
Nobody.
Struck out the 10 strikeouts.
10 strikeouts
and 3 bombs.
10 strikeouts.
To send your team to the World Series.
By the way, Babe Ruth in games. I read this somewhere. Babe Ruth, the most he ever had was 3 strikeouts.
All right, you've dropped it 3 times. I'm not going to let you keep going to the well with the Babe Ruth stat.
I don't want you. That's all you have. That's all baseball has is Babe Ruth. That's it. And he wasn't that good compared to what just happened.
Oh, I feel like Shohei's dusting Babe Ruth. Dusting him. Jennifer, what do you got?
So I'm going to start off with my oh no. Okay. I went to Halloween Horror Nights this weekend and... The lines.
Oh, they're brutal.
It's actually mental how you can wait for one house for 3 hours.
Oh, no.
See, I've never been to Halloween Horror Nights. I don't like haunted houses.
You can't get fast pass?
I don't even think it's worth it, to be honest. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love the vibes. I love Halloween. I love haunted houses. You know that about me.
Mm-hmm.
Those lines were so long that it literally drove me into going to Men in Black at one point.
The ride?
The ride. And the actual scary part about all of this is that right at the end, when we're about to exit the ride, we get stuck in the ride.
Oh.
And the scariest part about all of that is that I desperately needed to use the bathroom.
Oh, no.
And I was begging to be let go of. Begging. Actually begging. And the lady, which I'm going to give my all right to, one of the workers there, she told me she really couldn't do anything about it because they were checking some sort of technical difficulty. And that she was very nice to us and started to sing to get my head away from the thought of almost bursting.
All right.
So the lady serenaded you into peeing your pants?
No, she tried to serenade us for me not to do that.
So you're
and
grown.
Then
just what? Did you just hold it? You know, you are an adult.
Holding on for dear life.
What did you have? Like too many brewskis? Like what were you so filled up on?
Yes.
A lot of brewskis. I gotcha. All right, what's your all right?
The lady.
She's your all right. Okay.
I got you. I appreciate
I'm just curious.
And her efforts.
When you go to Halloween Horror Night and you've had cocktails, are you scared easily or is more difficult to scare you?
Please. It's even more difficult to scare me. I'm laughing in your face and I'm helping you scare other people. So.
Kind of defeats the purpose, doesn't it?
I feel like you're more paranoid, like if you're high as a kite. Like that would be where you'd be.
You're looking around.
Yeah. You'd be like,
I'm high as a kite, Yogi.
Dan Day, what's your all right no-no today?
Even though he doesn't need my approval, but I'm going to give it to one Lionel Messi.
All right.
He's good.
In the last game of the year, decision day, with a lot on the line for seeding in the playoffs, what does he do? Well, he does what a true leader does with the team. He gets a hat trick, scoring 3 goals. Not only that, he leads the league for the whole season in goals, gets the golden boot, probably going to win the MVP, and propels his team when they need him the most to the number 2 seed in the East and hopefully an MLS Cup. So I like leaders and great players that propel their teams.
A great job by him.
Great job.
Let's have no early first round exit this year, all right?
Yeah, can't have
Let's
that.
Let's get a go, Pinks.
All can't right? have that.
And what's your oh no?
Oh no. I said this right as it happened yesterday. Our guy Quinn Ewers to Jalen Waddle.
Oh no.
Terrible.
With the game way out of reach, putting yourself in danger like that and getting just absolutely mugged. I hope he's not hurt. Because that is a pointless injury if there was. But Quinn Ewers, oh, man.
It was an ugly look. He bounced back a little bit in that second chance that he got. But it's ugly down here, man.
Would you have been mad at Jalen Waddle if he just kind of, not crocodile armed, but just kind of.
He didn't even get a chance. Like, I appreciate him jumping for it. It's like, and that happened how many times? That happened on the Devon Achane one where he got, they saw that. Obviously, the read has now been like, hey, this Tua, throwing these balls a little harder, these short guys. And I mean, you could see like the green light go off in the DB, and he goes, oh, Devon Achane, he's sticking the ribs out there.
There was 3 people around Devon Achane when he got that pass.
And by the way, Jalen Waddle was wide ass open the entire time, but he wasn't the read. Because Achane saved me! That's it. Just Achane's got to be like, oh, man, Tua. I'm hurt, man. Tua.
I know that feeling. Keep in mind, it's hard for a running back, too, because you're so used to getting the ball and looking straight ahead.
Yeah.
So when you start catching passes, it's really hard to, like, not have your eyes forward.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Receivers are used to catching the ball facing their fish, the quarterback, or turning around, you know, looking back at the quarterback. If you're a running back, it takes a little bit to get used to.
Thank God for him, man, because if it wasn't for him, they'd have no yards. I mean, he is carrying this thing by himself. And they didn't have very many.
That's
I understand.
What I'm saying.
Like, I understand. But Tua, Jesus, dude. Pretty crazy. What did this guy say?
Tobin so, is
outraged pretty boy Zach Wilson for not taking over 7 years. Definitely not. I didn't care. I was actually excited. I thought that actually was like, oh, something's happening in these practices. They're going to make him the backup. So I was, I was not upset about that. So it's tough right now, man. Get ready. Buckle up, everybody. We're apparently in for, because if that's not the, I guess we're in for the long haul. Cimarron isn't going to fire anybody, you know, because he's such a nice guy.
No. It has nothing to do with that. It's just not
such a
now.
Nice guy. Such a nice guy.
All right. What if he's waiting till bye week?
Bye week? Bye week? For what? How could anybody prepare worse than this? What's going on in these practices?
Yeah, but if you hire somebody, you're just going to hire somebody from the same system.
I'm telling you, just get Sam Madison down here. Let him do it for 4 weeks. Do the Jeff Saturday thing. You know?
Really?
Something. Just get him out of here. Him,
White,
Greer, the
you
QB.
You have the single-handed most unreasonable solutions to.
This is not a time for reason. This is a time to be unreasonable. The time for reasonable left the station, dude. This is a non-stop trip.
Who that is? Reasonable.
Yeah, I'm out of here, dude. Who that reasonable.
Is? Who that is?
You're not having fun either. Don't.
I know I'm not. This sucks.
Check down, check down, check down. Itching, 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 itching. Connor, Tanner, Connor.
Picked.
That's crazy. Like, can I just say, Tanner Connor and Julian Hill.
Mm-hmm. At least they didn't throw deep to Alec Ingold this week.
Oh. That was the world's slowest square in.
What do you have for us today in the leaders only meeting, Alec Ingold? You know, we could have gone deep to me a couple more times this week, guys. You know, we really left some meat on the bone there.
We didn't have enough time for you to get deep. What's that Julian Hill CD is never going to happen.
I know. I bet it yesterday, too.
You what?
Close. I did. It went up a little
even
bit.
With Waller?
Well, it went up. It was like plus 800 yesterday. So I was like, I'll throw it in there. I had a bunch of parlays. None of them hit. I think the only thing I got yesterday was a Kenneth Grant sack. Because I did a parlay. I did a rookie parlay. I did Kenny G sack with an Ollie Gordon touchdown. That was plus 2,000. That didn't hit. I only got half. I did a Jalen Phillips sack with a Waller touchdown. And then I did Julian Hill. That's stupid. The only thing you should bet on this team is Achan. That's it. Everything else is a waste of money. If you bet on anybody but Devon Achan, you might as well just send to the Hard Rock your cash in a bag on fire.
Like that's like you betting Julian Hill touchdown?
No, that's fair.
How many touchdowns did he have in his career?
Zero.
Okay, he right. And you have been betting him. How long have you been in the league? You have literally bet him every game.
She then says, Mrs. Tobin should freeze your bank account.
She doesn't know.
She doesn't know. I lose it a little at a time. I just keep.
No! No! Leroy can't lend him 20 bucks. You know why? Because sometimes he sucks me in with him. I just start throwing money over there. Ooh, that sounds good. I'm in. So, no!
She keeps looking on the bank account. She says, what is Hard Rock? I said, that's the cafe. I stop there for coffee sometimes. It's expensive coffee. Yeah.
No one's falling for that.
Nobody's falling for that. I stepped by the cafe for my coffee.
Kind of out of the way there. Until
you could have got away with it if we were actually
doing it, yeah.
Yeah, that was the good old days, man.
Well, that's our show for today, everybody. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in, for calling in. Hockman, Crowder, Solana. It's your guys' turn now. I'm done with this. Enjoy your next 4 hours. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.